DeepEnglish.com.
85-year-old retired doctor Roger Bannister sold his old leather shoes for £266,500 earlier this month. How old is Roger Bannister? Roger Bannister is 85 years old. What did he sell for £266,500? He sold his old leather shoes for £266,500. This was no ordinary pair of shoes. They are a piece of history and a symbol of the power of belief to break down barriers. Are these shoes a piece of history? Yes, these shoes are a piece of history. What can the power of belief break down? The power of belief can break down barriers. Roger was wearing these shoes when he did what people in the 1950s thought was impossible. He ran a mile in under 4 minutes. 3:59.4 seconds to be exact. What did people think was impossible? People thought running a mile in under 4 minutes was impossible. How fast did Roger run the mile? He ran the mile in 3:59.4 seconds. For years, the world's top runners could not break the 4-minute mile. Who couldn't break the 4-minute mile? The world's top runners couldn't break the 4-minute mile. Some even thought it was physiologically impossible for a human to run faster than that. Did some people think it was physiologically impossible? Yes, some people thought it was physiologically impossible. One of Bannister's running rivals, Australian John Landry, spent 2 years seeking to break the record. Who was one of Bannister's running rivals? Australian John Landry was one of Bannister's running rivals. How long did he spend seeking to break the record? He spent 2 years seeking to break the record. From 1952 to 1954, he ran the mile at 402.1, 402.6, 402.8, 402.5, 402.7, and 402.3. When did he run these races? He ran these races from 1952 to 1954. After this last attempt, he said, "Frankly, I think the 4-minute mile is beyond my capabilities." What did he think was beyond his capabilities? He thought the 4-minute mile was beyond his capabilities. 2 seconds may not sound much, but to me, it's like trying to break through a brick wall. What did he compare those 2 seconds to? He compared those 2 seconds to breaking through a brick wall. Someone may achieve the 4-minute mile the world is wanting so desperately, but I don't think I can. Did Landry believe he could do it? No, Landry didn't believe he could do it. Meanwhile, Bannister, a medical student in England, was working to break the same record. What was Bannister's job? Bannister was a medical student. Where was he a medical student? He was a medical student in England. Just 2 years earlier, Bannister was the favorite to win the mile in the Helsinki Olympics. Who was the favorite to win the mile? Bannister was the favorite to win the mile. He came in fourth. He was disappointed and defeated, but he didn't give up. Did he come in first? No, he didn't come in first. He came in fourth. How did he feel about that? He was disappointed and defeated, but he didn't give up. 1954 was Bannister's final year of medical school. Even though he had only 45 minutes to train each day, he did have a couple of advantages. Was 1954 his final year in medical school? Yes, 1954 was his final year in medical school. How many minutes did he have to train each day? He had 45 minutes to train each day. Through his medical studies, he knew that the body used less oxygen by running at a steady pace. In what situation does the body use less oxygen? The body uses less oxygen when running at a steady pace. And perhaps, just as importantly, unlike Landry, he believed in himself. He regularly visualized his success as part of his training. Who believed in himself? Bannister believed in himself. What did he visualize? He visualized his success as part of his training. On the day of the race, Bannister waited for the wind to die down. What did Bannister wait for? Bannister waited for the wind to die down. His shoes were specially designed to be light, and he'd even shaved them down further himself. Were his shoes designed to be light or heavy? His shoes were designed to be light. Everything was ready, and according to his plan, he paced himself perfectly running around the track. Did he pace himself around the track? Yes, he paced himself perfectly around the track. In the last lap, he exploded with a mixture of emotions that he described as fear and pride. How did he feel during the last lap? During the last lap, he felt a mixture of emotions that he described as fear and pride. He collapsed as he crossed the finish line, and the crowd erupted in cheers. What did he do as he crossed the finish line? He collapsed as he crossed the finish line. What did the crowd do? The crowd erupted in cheers. What was once impossible soon became taken for granted. Was breaking the 4-minute mile once impossible? Yes, breaking the 4-minute mile was once impossible. What soon became taken for granted? Breaking the 4-minute mile soon became taken for granted. Breaking the 4-minute mile is to this day an extreme accomplishment, but hundreds have done it, including a handful of high school students. Is breaking the 4-minute mile an easy thing to do now? No. Breaking the 4-minute mile isn't an easy thing to do now. It's to this day an extreme accomplishment. How many high school students have done it? A handful of high school students have done it. Even stranger, Landry, the man who previously said he could not do it, ended up breaking the 4-minute barrier just 46 days after Bannister. Did Landry break the 4-minute mile after Bannister did it? Yes, Landry broke the 4-minute mile just 46 days after Bannister did it. All he needed was a little extra belief, which Bannister's feat provided. What did Landry need? Landry just needed a little extra belief. Did Bannister's feat provide this? Yes, Bannister's feat provided this. What barriers could you break if you believe strongly enough?